All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's take a little T.O., talk about some football maybe that will be on the field. We got a 7-pack of questions that need answers before training camp starts in a few weeks. Michael? Selfish music choice.
It is a selfish music choice, but I like this music choice.
I know you do.
We already did primetime in this show.
I know. I'm so off of it, though. Like, the primetime music is, I'm just all about it.
All right,
sorry.
You said it, Mike. 7 NFL questions going into training camp for different teams. Let's start with this one because the signing just happened. We talked about it on Monday. How willing to adapt to their offense are the New England Patriots? Will they let Cam be Cam, or will they force Cam into the Josh McDaniels offense?
I think they are all in. That's what I think. I think they're going to completely remake what they do. Now, they're still going to attempt to have a power running game, right? They're still going to run the ball. That's when they're at their best. It's not when Brady's slinging it. It's when they were running the football. But, David, I think you know what I know. They just added Cam, and they're going to make him a part of the running game. They're going to use whatever Cam Newton's got left. His body looks good now. It ain't going to look good in week 17. I think they are going to expose him to every hit. Patriots don't care about Cam long term. They care about right here, right now. They're paying him $10. I think they're going to grind him down like a pencil.
Let's move on to the next one here. The Cleveland Browns, a team that you believe is going to be good this year. I think the opposite. But the question for them is, who will call the offensive plays for the Cleveland Browns? You have head coach Kevin Stefanski coming from the Minnesota Vikings, but then you also have offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. Two guys that are really good offensively. Who's going to call plays for the Cleveland Browns?
See, first things first, let the record show, I didn't buy the hype last year on the Browns.
Correct.
So I have every right to buy it this year. I think this is the bounce back. Now, I still believe Stefanski will call the plays. I do. He was brought in specifically because he was the guy that Mike Zimmer brought in to replace DeFilippo because he'd run the football, they'd get back to basics, they would run the game right. That's what the Browns are going to want to do. And I have a hard time believing Stefanski is going to defer to someone. I'd be surprised, David. I think it's his boat. He knows he doesn't have that long of a rope, that long of a pier. I think he calls the plays.
Next question here. Are the New York Jets still invested in Le'Veon? Let me give you some money here. The former Pittsburgh Steelers standout has $17 million in dead money remaining on his contract, going with $15.5 million of a 2020 cap hit. He had 3.2 yards per carry last season. Are they still invested in him?
Well, they're stuck with him.
Yep.
Now, whether you think that's invested or not, they're stuck. David, the problem with the signing is this. They had the worst offensive line in football, and they had a young quarterback. There's not a running back in the league that's really going to overcome that. Now, if you are truly just a space alien like Saquon Barkley, there are moments you can. But realistically, Le'Veon went to probably the worst place he could go. And the Jets have done a god-awful job supporting their young QB and supporting their most expensive offensive player. That offensive line has been a complete and utter disaster. So they're stuck with Le'Veon. I mean, I'm not even convinced Gase wants him.
All right, let's move on to the next one here. And as I get into it, I'm just going to simply read this tweet that he tweeted out when the offseason started. It's obvious my time is up. In my contract situation, let's both move on. What happens with Yannick Ngakoue? Do they move on in Jacksonville, or is he just stuck?
David, is it wrong that I'm I'm kind of starting to view him as defensive Le'Veon Bell here. He may be pot committed to just not bothering. I mean, he has attacked the owner, Shad Khan's son he's attacked. He has publicly stated, I don't want to be here. He has trolled the team, showing pictures of him in a Giants jersey and an Eagles jersey. David, I wish I had a better answer for you, but this is very rarefied air for a player and team to get this toxic for this amount of time and then to have the player come back and play. So I just err on the side of, does he sit out the pandemic season?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on here to the Chicago Bears and Sully's boy. Nick Foles is there. But the question for the Chicago Bears is, will they truly hold a real open QB competition with Nick Foles and Trubisky?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will, David, because I think they both suck. I don't think either guy will establish. I mean, realistically, they need Mitch Trubisky to work out, or Ryan Pace, the GM, has basically submarined his career with that move. The coach, Matt Nagy, is watching his professional fortunes hang in the balance.
Yes, sir.
They need Trubisky to work. Now, if it doesn't, and Foles is just average, I think everybody's gone. Remember, they brought in Nick Foles, they traded a pick to get him, and paid him more money than the Patriots got Cam Newton for. I have no understanding of what the Bears were thinking when Foles was going to be released by the Jags. David, I still look at the Bears at the end of this season as the last place team in the division, new GM, new coach, game over. That's just how I feel.
So you mentioned Cam Newton there, and the first question was about Cam Newton. So let's stick with the theme. The Chargers, they did not go after Cam Newton. They have Tyrod Taylor, but then they drafted Justin Herbert. And the question for them is, will they give him a legit chance to start this season?
I don't think rookie quarterbacks are going to have any success this year because they can't take a single rep. There's no OTAs. There's no ability to get on the practice field. Justin Herbert was probably a project already. David, I have a hard time believing that in the pandemic season, you are going to take a rookie who's likely not ready on a team that expects to win and put him in and have success. I just don't think rookies are going to be effective this year at all because you can't work with them right now. You can't fake it. You have to have reps. You have to be on that field. And right now, that's been and is now an impossibility.
And now I want to continue with the rookie theme a little bit. This is a two-parter here. Let's start with the first or the second rookie, since you talked about Herbert. Will the Dolphins give Tua a crack at the starting job? And then the second part to that is Jordan Love signed his contract today, guaranteed 4-year, $12 million. Will he then have a legit chance, or what will happen with him this season? Because he's not going to start at quarterback, right?
Love's not going to play it down. And I think even if Rodgers got hurt, they'd have a hard time putting him on the field. He's a developmental guy. Now, as far as Tua goes, David, it's very similar to the Herbert thing, plus the injury. Again, you already have a player who his representation has already said they'd like to see him redshirt the year. Dolphins have Fitzmagic. They got hot towards the end last year. I don't know that there's this desperate need. And if you haven't been able to work with the guy, how do you plan on playing him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.